You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this game, Alexis Sanchez to score in an Arsenal win is 6-4 and Yannick Bolasie to score in a Crystal Palace win is 25-1. Arsenal will be keen to consolidate a third place because obviously they want us to go through a qualifying phase for the Champions League. And Crystal Palace, I mean, they're pretty much safe now. But I'm still struggling, Derek, with the 7-20 available here about Arsenal. Whilst they should win, it doesn't scream steam in, does it, that price for me?
No. Well, I said the same thing when a few weeks ago when you were playing Watford. I said you need the headset to back Arsenal at those kind of prices and they won 4-0. But last week, you know, a 3-3 draw against West Ham, something not quite right at Arsenal. If this was, say, about 3 months ago, and I'd have seen Palace at 8-1 to win this game, I'd have been all over them, absolutely all over them. But it's not the same Palace, is it? You know, they're not winning away from home like they were. You could rely on them on the break, you know, Bolasie or Zaha or somebody else who could nick a goal and win a 1-0 win away from home. I just can't have them anymore, especially if you've got the FA Cup semi-final coming up. They are safe. There's no real mileage in it for them. And if they took the foot off the gas here, everybody would say, well, yeah, I'd do the same. If I was playing for Palace in this game, semi-final coming up. It pains me to say it, but I've got to go for Arsenal here.
It's a stinker, this, I think. I don't want to back Arsenal at 7-20 to win at home, given they have... It's typical Arsenal, isn't it? End up battling it out for fourth place when they should be challenging for the Premier League title. Happens every single season. That draw away at West Ham that Derek mentioned, that ended their title hopes. It was a cracking game, but 3-3 draw is not what Arsenal needed at this point of the season. As for Crystal Palace, the 0-0 draw with Everton on Wednesday night has moved them on to 38 points. And after the last two results with that 1-0 win against Norwich as well, that's assured their survival. So nothing for Crystal Palace here to play for either. And Arsenal have got a good record against Crystal Palace. They've won 10 and lost just one of their last 13 Premier League games against Palace. They've won the last six in a row as well, but they're still 7-20 to win this game. I think, Derek, what's changed for Arsenal is Mesut Ozil hasn't been... I know he scored against West Ham, but he hasn't been the same factor in the second half of the season as he was in the first half. You look through his stats first half of the season, he was absolutely sensational, seemingly had an assist every week. But in his last 12 Premier League games, he's had just two assists. Whereas,
I'm glad you mentioned him because he's in the running for the PFA Player of the Year.
Yeah.
How on air is it? Has it been? I mean, this is the season everybody's talking about, and you're getting a clown like that in the running. he's been one of the top six players in the Premier League. God forbid.
Never has.
He hasn't been cited since January.
He was brilliant in the opening.
He got a few assists. Big deal.
You like a quite assist, Derek, don't you, with that guy that sits in front of the back four? That's where that's where assists stand with you.
Exactly. I mean, when we were years ago, we never mentioned assists, did you? You know, you used to come up, you'd play football, and you that's how you get on. We won 2-0, did you score? No, but I made one. You know, that's what you get. That's the kind of esteem they should be treated in with. I can't believe the praise he's got for guys. He's just, in my eyes, you know, a slightly above average midfielder.
Oh,
there
come
you go.
On. I'm not having that. I think he's a great player, but he's gone off the boil last 3 months, definitely. In addition to that, if Arsenal win this game, just one more stat to throw in, this will be their 500th win in the Premier League. Only Manchester United have more. I don't even want to bet in this game. Can I veto one this week? And this is the one that had Palace at 8-1. Palace just—it's
really unappealing, isn't it? That the whole—I'd
rather bet Palace 8-1 than I would have a lumpy bet on Arsenal at 7-20. I'll sit on the fence here. I'll play Palace +1, which is 11-5. So over 2-1, getting two results running for you there. I'll play Palace +1 at 11-5, and hopefully in this London derby they'll just show something here. Palace, despite getting to that 38-point threshold and being safe in the Premier League for another season.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.